stuff. Third row, you know, you need to come forward. You know, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, no, you know, for instance, as you sing in the Holy Ghost like that, don't always say you are not the one ministering. You can also speak by revelation. IJ, are you hearing me? You can also speak by revelation. If you have insights, you should have insights. You should have revelation. You can also speak by revelation. It's not only the pastor that is meant to heal the sick. You can also speak. You speak words. You bless the house. Praise God. Amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory. So this rapid teaching is to make you better, faster. Those two words. This rapid teaching, the aim is to make you ready faster, better, faster. Ready, faster, better, faster. Ready, faster, better, faster. Hallelujah. See, we are not just teaching you doctrine. We are teaching you not to drop the ministry, come what may. That's what we are teaching you. The reason why you will not drop the ministry, come what may. That's what we are teaching. We are not just, you know, like I was discussing today, like, it's easy to be deceived by the in Christ reality factor. You can be deceived by it, Well, that is people who really choose to be a counterfeit, but some people can just rely upon that to be irresponsible. The in Christ reality is for responsibility, not just to be telling people up and down that you are zero men, but rather to help people is for responsibility. That is why we have that's the ministry intent of, yes, we are sons of God because of what Jesus has done, but much more is for work, for responsibility. So that's why we don't just teach you doctrine. What we are teaching you here, when you get to a place and people say this thing cannot be done here, you will say no, it must be done. Not if it can or cannot. You will not use can or your question will not be can. You just say it must be done. It's not about my will. It's not about if I like. It's not about if the government likes. It just says it must be done. Praise God. We are teaching you that this is the reason for life. This is the reason why you must not. We are teaching you why you will not drop it to marry. Why you will not drop it to pick a job. You cannot. We cannot. We are not to drop it for anything else. That is why we are teaching you that. So that thing of commitment. See, let me say this again. Please, heads up. Because you guys, heads up. See, you are ministers, so, okay? I remember there was a time years ago, that should be around 2007, that I was so zealous. I want to enter full-time ministry, RCCG. I want to enter full-time ministry, be sent to villages to preach. But to be candid, it's more of zeal. Don't give people responsibility based on zeal. Zeal should be for learning. When you see somebody, I am on fire. Let's do it. Is zeal. Zeal is in man. Zeal is, at times, it can be similar to what happens to some men that they call infatuation. That you just like somebody, boom. And what happens in 2 weeks? Sorry, 2 weeks is too much for some people. In 2 months, pa. The graph comes down. It's similar. Zeal can be based on how I saw. We had a miracle service. We had testimonies. Wow, pastor, I will follow you wherever. Anything can trigger zeal. It can teach you a nice sermon and just Then so those who jump during preaching, pastor, yes sir, give me more. We have said we stop shooking people. Say, pastor, give me more. Once you see all that, just know that this one is to start membership training. You cannot be writing exam for 10 hours and you say, shook me. You can't, nobody. You will. How was yesterday, Bumi and the rest? Glory, glory. No, you cannot be. Nobody can shook you in that one. Man of God, well done, sir. Last or finish. You just see the difference. Sometimes when some people think that we are too young. How come you are? You're not too young for all you are doing. Come and sit down. Praise God. What we are doing is the equivalent of what some people will do for 2 years. That's what we do for 6 months. Amen, amen. So it's to make you ready faster. So a lot of you came with zeal. Ah, awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you are the best pastor. Like, we are celebrating your pastor. After service, come and sit down. Hallelujah. Well, we now check your score. We now truly know if we are the best pastor. Amen, amen. See, isn't that I'm not the best pastor? Based on Sunday. Praise God. So I have to ask you after service. Amen, amen. Praise God. So that is the point. It's to make you ready faster. Any man that has learned, you can pastor the biggest ministry in the world if you have learned. You don't have to pass through experience to get experience. Learning can teach you experience. You don't have to pass through experience to learn what? Experience. Learning can teach you the required experience. No, that is just of God. Learning is just of God. I repeat, you see? Amen. Sorry, interpret to somebody beside you. Ah, rebuild, let me see. You know? It's just of God. So, in this, you will see why you just cannot drop it. Why you must not drop it. I am anyways, it's going today, but places like China where you'll be deported if you preach in some places. Where in some few approved place of worship, you are not permitted to use that name. Don't use Jesus, just worship. Can you imagine? Worship, no JSUS. So what are we doing there? Praise God. Can mention Mary, right? Can we mention Mary? The Father. Can mention Father and his Son. I bless in the name of the Son. You know, we have plenty of sons, right? So which of the sons are you talking about? But learning will teach you that. Yes. You know, same way as I'm discussing about husband and wife authority, that the subjection is to Christ. It's not master-slave relationship. So there is a reason why the wife actually obeys the husband. For unity and because of the submission to Christ. That means if the husband is always going against Christ, no preaching, we have to do our way to make it in life. Must the wife obey? No. Same way, that learning will teach you that it's not always, some of you just think that once you just get to a place and they say no gospel, it means no gospel. No. Learning will teach you, I must yet find a way. Praise God. Hallelujah. I must yet find a way. And one of the things we do in this day is to look for willing mind, the people who will first listen to you. Of course, we'll see that later when we start looking at some things under evangelism. Praise God. Amen. So, I expect, like for a while now, we have been looking on ministry and conduct for a while. I expect all you are learning to shape your conversation. I expect it to shape your days. You know, I've taught you right now. After learning, after doctrine, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Instruction. After instruction, what's the next thing? Correction, right? So after I've taught you about the order in church and everything, authority in church, the next thing that we do is to simply to instruct and correct. Okay, for instance, let me ask you this question again. Brother Stephen, why do we respect church authority even in non-spiritual things? You will get it. You will not get it. You will not get it. Say it. Yes. See? Stand up. Are you in all the series? Make up your notes. If I said, Brother Stephen, go and arrange the microphone very well. Is that salvation for somebody? Is that really ministry? In the real ministry? No, right? So, but why must you do it? Why must you take it like it's a spiritual thing? Why? Brother, Father, thank you. Sister. Okay, let me come to the left. Vivian, are you here when I taught it? Why? Stand up. Not yet. You left me. Sit down. Thank you. Okay, let me come back to the right. Divine. Sorry, let's forget about you. Who was there? EZ, yes. Let's try you. Stand up. Hey, do you know the question? Yes, ma'am. Respect authority in non-spiritual things. Don't drink with me. Just go to the point. Thank you. Just sit down. Back to the left. Right, Manuel. Are you here then? Hey. These things are vital. Sit down. Start on. I'm coming to you very soon also. I know you're hiding your head. Okay, back to the right. Raushi, are you here? I didn't think so. Right, Manuel. He will not get it. Yeah, stand up. Tell us. Why must we respect authority even in non-spiritual things? Come on. The past. Amen. Thank you, be seated. Hallelujah. Because you are what? Training yourself not to disobey in spiritual things. Praise God. That means if I have said arrange microphone and you don't feel like, the day I will say, let's go and preach. What can you also say? I don't feel like. Because you have trained yourself. Like I love to say, if you have friends that goes, they are what people, they say they know, they are redemption people. But they go to places where they don't teach word. What are they training themselves to do? Brother Joshua. If you have friends that they, with all they know, they have follow Pastor Nainka, they go to Carrie's camp, but you still find them in Alajawara Church. Sorry. What are they doing to themselves? Yes. Just copy and paste this man and sit down. Sit down. That's the different scenario. Back to the right. Sister Grace, try us. Let me try you. What are they doing? Thank you. Upstanding. Come on. Let's use church order style today. Yes. And I just call you. Stand up and you speak. Thank you, sister. Blessing the spirit. You are vexing your own soul. It's correct, but not what I'm looking for. Thank you, sister. Sit down, man. Back to the left. Brother Manuel again. Amen. Oh, sit down. Why are you hiding all this way? Because you are wearing red. Come on. That's why you like the blood of Jesus. I don't touch the blood of Jesus. Yes? You should know it too. That's why I know you are an itinerary minister too. So you must know it. So that you can tell them as you preach to them. You stand up. You remain standing because you don't know that. And you usually preach to people who really, they are not in an organized setting. You must know that. Keep standing. Okay, back to the right. Stephen. When you hear your name, stand up. Please, sweet pastor, I have something else to teach today. Come on. Okay, let's say that means generally they are working against the purpose of the church because when they ought to be teachers, right? And they will still be somewhere. But that's not really what I'm looking for. Keep standing too. Okay, sit down. It's only she, yeah, keep standing. Back to the left. Bumi. Okay, someone saying, can you help us? Yeah, you can. So what's the question again? What's the question, guys? Please, sorry. People who know the word, there are see places where, why, what are they doing to themselves? They are training themselves to see falsehood as truth. Thank you, man. They said, in interpret, walk in love. Whatsoever you don't want to eat, don't. If you say, I don't like yakoyo, they don't cook very well. Yet every morning, you know, from Buki's house, you smell it. Hallelujah. Bukola yakoyo. Amen. Thank you. You can sit down. You are training yourself to see falsehood as truth. Later, what will be the common slang in your mouth? It doesn't matter. You now remember, right? Very soon, you don't just say, about the power of the blood of Jesus, blood money. And first time you hear blood money, you say, why now? Next time, maybe the second time, maybe you don't even have money in your pocket. What will you say? I receive. Blood money coming to you now. He said, are you not receiving? You won't receive again. If it's last 3 years and you will receive, why are you not receiving again? Blood. The blood of Jesus now. So, blood money. Money by the blood. Money by the blood. Hallelujah. So, that is why we are learning all this. Is for responsibility. You must teach your friends these things, though. You must not be an island of knowledge. In 2 weeks time, when I pick your PR notes, I want to see tangible things. You must go to ministers. Start with people that listens to you. Anybody that you will shut up, that will not tell you shut up, start with that one first. Ask my sister, there's nobody that was close to me that I didn't use ministry to. I will use it to, sorry, oh God. I will use it to tire you. Ah, that's a poor grammar. We have English teachers here. Goshen, different people. All of you are teachers. Amen. How many teachers do you have? 50% of my work. Teacher Adobe. You too. You soon pick your own. You know, teaching looks like the only job for ministry minded. Oh God. Not every teaching too. It must be juniors. Sorry, let's leave the rest specifics. So, thank you. So you must teach somebody this. Start with those who listen to you. Start with them. Why we respect authority, why we do all we do. Even now, for instance, I think now Sabuki has understood why she must not be sick. You are sick, I will ask you. After you are done the sickness, I will act. Because that means when you hear one mosquito doing in your room, instead of standing up and fighting the good fight of faith, what do? You just turn to the other side. And when you are now down and you are unable to help the church, what have we done to us? Praise God. That's why I don't joke with snipers. Live stream. Sorry, not for suicide anyway. We don't compete. We don't die. As you hear something today, tomorrow, that money for brunch. You know, we have lunch, we have brunch. The money for brunch, what do you do? Don't buy Montin. Montin is perfume. Don't buy the ones that will be smelling perfume. Buy original. Local one. Spread everywhere because we need you. We need you. Tell your neighbor, say we need you. Tell your neighbor, say we need you, please. We need you. We need you. We need you. Okay. So after doctrine, we instruct and we correct. That is why Paul could tell people how foolish Galatians is because he has taught them. Why Paul could call Corinthians, you are carnal, was because for 2 years, is it 2 years that we read in Acts 18 or Corinthian church? Acts 18, yes. For over 2 years, when the Holy Ghost told Paul that, please abide in this city, for I have much more people in this place. For that much time, he was teaching them. So it's because he has thought, that is why you could now use strong words. Luke 24, oh fool, slow of heart. It's because for 3 years, no fool, slow, that means, oh, inu ebu, oh, run, sir, right? Amen. Sorry, personal incarcerated definition. So that is because of that, because he has taught them. That is why you could now use strong words. Of course, I'm not saying I will call you stuff, but you know, nowadays, as touching ministry, you will expect, you will see lots of instruction. That is why, for instance, I did what I did this morning on WhatsApp. I expect all of us to be orderly. Now we know why we do things, why we put things in proper place. It's because we have learned. You don't just teach Christian. You now put their head on the right path. Just like, all right, do my women. Once she's cast me, I'll just cut her head. And once I do that, she listens. That's a good part. She will listen. Yeah, I've never stand up, cut your head there, and she do the no. Because she's not born rebellious. Glory to God. The saints must be taught, then instructed, and corrected when it be. Correction is when it be, but instruction is a must. Thank you. So it's compulsory. Don't just teach and you say go home. No, teach. Go and do what I just taught you. And we have seen about maintaining your in Christ sanctity in your speaking word. Why you don't talk too much? Why, you know, just so much. Amen, amen. Now, I've told you that there is no scripture that says that women are meant to be talkative. Hope you know. It's not in any scripture. You know, some people have seen it as a calling. I must talk. I must say my mind. We don't always need your mind, though. You need Christ. Say Christ is enough. Your mind can wait for your dream. Say your mind in your dream. In church and in your normal godly relationship, say Christ's mind. Don't say your mind. So we have just trying to do. No, I'm not good in recaps. What else is here if I go to what I have to do today? Also, I've taught you. Oh, God. So, for instance, if you are talking too much, for instance, now, you know something to prick you to stop. The teachings are not just for church. Like, if you cut yourself somewhere, no Bible says, guessing which are not convenient. Just, something should just prick you down. And this Baba said he should stop. So, I'm not a Baba, but that's just a connotation. This man said he should stop this thing. So, mix that teaching with your life. Mix it with your life. Don't see what we tell you in church as just normal. Don't get over familiar with spiritual authority. Don't get over familiar with spiritual words. Okay. And lastly, don't forget what I told you about calling, right? Don't miss the opportunities that God has brought around you. Please don't miss it. Don't miss it. Like you can see that Abraham received a call for his generation, right? Uh-huh. So if you have a friend, you have a fiance, you have a family member in ministry, that is God's call to you. Honor it. That means you have a friend now, for instance, or imagine if I'm always going to church and my wife is staying at home. That would be serious. That would be serious dishonor. You say, I'm cooking food for you. When you come home, you meet exotic food. Go and serve God. When you get before God, both of us, we share the souls, right? We share it together. No. Okay, praise God. Okay, our salvation. Praise God. Series. So, why I just did that recap is that don't forget that we have finished offices does not mean that, okay, now we can what? Relax. No. What we are hearing based on offices is now instruction, correction. So let's go back to our default. What are defaults? Salvation through faith in Christ. So this is actually part 43. But we call it series 4, part 3. No, I've done part 1 and 2. Huh? Okay, sorry, 34. So series 4, part 3. Thank you. So, say the travails Say the travails and victory of Christ as a final say in matters concerning salvation. The travails and victory of Christ, it has the final say. It has the final say in matters concerning salvation. Say final say. Thank you. So in redemption, believing men are justified eternally. Write that down. In redemption, this is something before we have been doing all this. Why? In redemption, believing men are justified eternally. And this is the other part that scares people. Sins, put S please, will never be able to undo what the Savior did. Cannot. Sins will never be able to undo what the Savior did. Genesis 1:26. Let's do this before Vivian runs away again. Genesis 1:26. And God said, this I'll be fast, the initial, almost the first 40% is what you should know if you have done part 1 to 5 of listen to our submission 1 to 5. You should know that. So Genesis 1:26, let's read. Come on, look at your Bible. You know, you should have lesser time to look at me. It's either you are writing or you are looking at your Bible or you are looking at your neighbor. It is me that you should not look at. Is that clear? Right, first thing you must look at is your notes. Sorry, your Bible, your notes, your neighbor. I'm the last. Okay? You're still looking at me. Look at your neighbor. Okay, sorry. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Right? Praise God. Of course, I said there is no physical man here when God said he wants man in his image. So this doesn't talk about any physical structure. The image of God, I've told you, is not figure 8, it's not figure 9. Some people are figure flat, some people are not figure. So let's leave that. Okay, so don't say I'm in the image of God. That is actually a prototokos of another thing. Sorry, I learned that thing from Dr. Abel. he loves prototokos a lot. So that was not talking about physical structure or makeup. No, the Bible defines his term for us. Say the Bible defines his term for us. Thank you. So Hebrews 1:3 is clear. What is the image of God? That is Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So it's clear. He said he is the brightness of his glory. He is the express image of his character, of his person. Express image. Go to Colossians 1:15. Very clear. Colossians says it's better. Colossians 1:15. I'm sure you open your Bible. He said, who is the image of the invincible God? Please, no matter how much you think, or image means in your mind, the Bible's definition is superior. So he said, Christ is the image of the invisible God. The Bible is spiritual. Yes, we learn it academically, but it's yet spiritual. That means we are learning spiritual things. The good part is that those spiritual things has been explained. Lots of figurative things you see it very soon. So the pleasure of God was for man to be made in his own image. That is the pleasure of God. The pleasure of God is for man to be in Christ. I don't want to say like Christ. I want to say in Christ. Actually, if you understand the Bible, like Christ and in Christ is the same. Like Christ talks about mirroring Jesus in our conduct, in Christ talks about our nature, but just put in Christ. Christ-like and in Christ is the same. There is no difference. Thank you. So the making of man, because in the next chapter, we now saw how man was formed from the dust of the ground. You saw it clearly. So the making of man will be for man already created to exercise his free will without being forced. Take it again. It's for man already created from the dust to exercise his free will. Write this down. Not forced, but to willingly eat of the tree of life and live forever. That was a clear plan of God. To eat of that tree of life symbolized man must use his free will. He must exercise his right. His right. That's why we are men. A man without right is no man. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of no manipulation. It's a kingdom of zero manipulation. That's why I've told the ministers, don't force tongues on people. Ensure they are ready before you give them tongues. Teach them until they value the tongues. Or else they will speak the tongue that they should be satisfied. They will go home, they will forget it. Praise God. That is why learning is of God. Praise God. Amen, amen. Learning is of God. Just okay, sit down. Let's start. It's not, and you have not, hope you have seen the meaning of learning. Learning is not talk, I talk. Are you with me? Before teaching me, see, do you respect this Bible? If you say it doesn't respect the Bible, then you know where to start from. You can find the series of Pastor Joy where she's trying to validate the Bible for you. Which series is that? Did Judaism? It's Islam. It's this one. You know, peace. Because if somebody say, okay, I don't believe the Bible, then you not going to start from another angle for him. So what do you believe in? Amadio, all right? So from the same Amadio, you will now preach to him Jesus. That would be funny. So what I'm simply saying is, if anything you want to do, even at times in ministry healings, some people need to be taught to. Or else they will just add you to the number of ministers that have prayed for them and nothing happened. Say, okay, you are number 42. Is that bad at times? And especially, most people who are already church folks that are sick, most of them is time is because they are rejecting things. I mean, church folks, church folks who are already religious, used to it. You know, you are used to the name of Jesus before, used to everything. So most of them, they need to sit down, learn very well. So like I'm saying, teaching is not talk I talk. Teaching is, I'm talking, you are listening. Until you must first buy that. Ministers, Shengbomi. You must first buy that. Shengbomi, are you listening to me? You must first buy that. By that time, see, I want to teach you God's word. You now start line upon line. Idea, are you with me? Not in a hurry. Line upon line. Not I'm teaching you, you want to go and check if the fire has finished his ear. You want to go and check if something on fire. That you will not get anything that way. So after you have taught him from scripture, convinced now, okay, can we practice? If now says no, you're saying, are you okay? What? Can't you see what I just taught you? But you say you respected this thing. That means you didn't respect it. But don't use that. Are you okay for the person for the first time? But he will tell you that you are not okay. Hallelujah. That's like Pastor Joy said that the man in Yakoyo. Oh God. It's so funny. The man came to eat. And the people gave him 2 meats on his Yakoyo food. And then me. 2 meats. I two meats. That's stupid. The man now went to remove one of the meats. Okay, nice, 1 meat. How much is everything? 300. Me, I will eat food 300. You're stupid. And the man left the food and left. I didn't know why you didn't pay for that food though. You know, you didn't walk in love. At least give him my own. That's the best. You know, he wants to eat. But he said, me, 2 meat. Well, I trust divine. Bring it. The heart is the Lord's. Hallelujah. See Psalm 2. So be careful. Go back to the world. So you see different types and shadows used in the Bible. Like when you are hearing, Genesis 3:22 first. Sorry, before Psalm 2. Genesis 3:22. So salvation has always been the plan. Salvation has always been the plan. Genesis 2:22, you see the last part there, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and what? live forever. So what is the effect of the tree of life? To eat and to live forever. What is the meaning of this verse? Membership training. Talk now. You talk. You start membership training today. Brian Manuel, I'll start from you. If man, after he has fallen, if he had eaten of the tree of life, what will happen to him? Thank you. Nice. Simple one now. Thank you. Yes? Sir, please, answer the question. Answer the question. See, Jesus has come, he has gone. Yes, Brian Manuel, what will happen? Just feel free. Your friends are watching you on live stream. They are saying you are thinking. Okay, to my right, sit down, sir. Divine, what will happen? If man has eaten of the tree of life after... No. I will cancel all your exam and you start afresh. You know nothing. Everyone will offer. You gave me what to say. Going to try. Okay, try. Don't say false doctrine. Yes? Try, yes? Which someone is this? Okay, let me boot up. Brad Joshua, next level. What will happen? Man, immortal. You will not die again. Okay. Sit down. Brad Steven.
Because I know most of you have listened to Benny Hinn before
on that topic.
How did this graduate, Pastor Joel?
Stand up. It's office season. How did they graduate? Small saint, sit down. What will happen? Now I'll come back to what you said though. I will analyze it for you. And the same thing you said. Mosen, come on, stand up. He's standing up time. His office is time. Yes? Okay, you support him. Thank you, seconder. Thank you, sit down. So now, see what he's saying. He's saying if man are eating of the tree of life, right? He will live forever in the what? In his dead state. Stapler, are you, is your face up? Okay. That means, brother Michael, that means they are implying that the tree of knowledge of good and evil will kill man spiritually, right? But the tree of life will give man physical life. Is that coherent? Is that coherent? So if the tree of knowledge of good and evil is meant for physical death, then tree of life too will be for physical death, right? Sorry, physical life. It's physical eternal life. But if the tree of knowledge of good and evil is for spiritual death, then tree of life will be for what? Spiritual life. So it's because the two trees are presented to man at the same time for the same purpose. So, with that simple explanation of bookie, what will happen? If I take away your bookie, what will happen to the man if he eats of the tree of life after he has eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Have you not read the Revelation before? Pastor Joy? Yeah, answer. In Jesus' name. Save them before I cancel everything you have done. Yes? What was taught? Stand on your chair. What was taught in this place? Sit down before somebody see you. Thank you. Yes? Simple. So, thank you. What is the function of life? What is the function of light, for instance? Light reverses what? Darkness, right? So what will light do? It will reverse death. Thank you. Thank you, sit down. So that means in whatsoever state man was before, if you like, if he's very dead, once life comes. And if you remember in the book of Revelation, the tree of life was actually one of the things that was said to one of those churches that to him that overcometh, I will give him to eat of the tree of life that grows in the garden of the Lord. Are you with me? Praise God. Right. So now the question is, I think I've explained this before in one of those series, that what will happen to man if he had eaten of the tree of, why was man prevented in this place? What does it look like? Man was prevented from eating of the tree of life. Do you remember? Yes? Try. Just listen to it now. Yes? Thank you. Man was not prevented. It's a ripple effect of man's choice. Because even look at when God was asking man, "Man, what do you want? What have you done? Did you see Adam ever repenting? Hello? Do you see Adam saying, 'God, I'm sorry for what I did?'" So that means even after sinning, what did he do? He yet continued in his state. Nothing can prevent man from the tree of life except his own choice. Praise God. Are you with me? Nothing can prevent man except his own choice. So, see Psalm 2, verse 12. So, all these things, of course, now you see why these things are difficult, because we stuck with the figure of speech, right? We are using tree of life, tree. By the time we come to the reality, it will be clearer. So, see Psalm 2, for instance, verse 12. There's something that is in the Bible documentation that is called semantic parallelism. Should have heard that before, right? Thank you. Parallelism. Psalm 2, verse 12. So if man had eaten of the tree of life, he would have arrived at the destination of God. And to eat, we simply mean to believe. Let's see Psalm 2, verse 12. Want to go? Let's read. Yes? Come on again. Let's wait for somebody that is not there. Are you there now? Okay, want to go? Let's read. Yes, sir. Kiss his son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are they that put their trust in him. So can I also say, blessed are they that kiss his son, right? So that means to kiss his son will be to what? Trust him. Parallelism. In the same verse. Like the common example I use in this place. Who knows the common example? Who knows the common example? Who has ascended into the ears of the Lord, and who shall dwell in his holy place? Is it two questions or one question? So he said, he that has what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Two people or one people or one person. Who has not lifted also into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The same person, right? So you see different words describing the same thing. Thank you. Sorry, if I have said certain things that are not clear, don't worry. By the time you get to those long series, you will understand it better. Relax. We have all your answers here. Thank you. Go to Deuteronomy now, 8 verse 3. So you see plenty types and shadows used in the Bible. Don't be carried away by them. Don't be scared by them. They are for you to decipher. They are for you to dissolve. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. Let me be fast now. So see this. Are you there? Satala, are you there? I'm waiting for you.
Satala, are you there?
Please talk. Let me respond. 8 verse 3. Want to go? Yes. Sounds a man. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and feed thee with manna. Thank you. Feed thee with manna. Which thou knowest not, neither did your father know. Why? That he might make thee know. Please circle that in your Bible. If you have that circles the Bible, that he might, or if it's your phone, you can circle it on your phone. Mark it on your phone. That he might make thee know that what? Man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Wow, that's a lot. So he's saying, hey, listen, I gave you bread for a purpose. Moses gave them the bread for a reason, right? For a reason. So that you can understand something. So that you can understand something greater than bread. So in that verse, you can see two things. You see bread, then you see the intention of the bread. The bread and the reason for the giving of the bread. That he might make thee know. Same way, I can tell you clearly, when we reverse, when we go back to the can the Bible be wrong, we see it again. There is a reason why God gave Solomon wealth. It's for him to understand something. The wealth is not the end. The wealth was for an understanding. Different ages, different things. Different things. All those miracles you see in the Old Testament, they are a means to an end too. Yes, God is good. He wants man well. That is clear. That is standard. That is on a separate parallel line on his own. So also, as you are seeing the good God at work, because God didn't just want to give you food on the table and you later go to hell. God didn't just want to give you like a Shunammite woman that doesn't have a child or the one that wants to eat and die. God didn't just want to sustain you for today and later you go to hell. So the miracles are yet a reason for something greater. Are you with me? Are you with me? Saying Christ, we also see miracles as teaching ministry. That's the point. We see miracles as teaching ministry. That's what he said in Romans 2. Or despised thou his riches and forbearance, not knowing that the riches of God, the mercies of God, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So go to Psalm 78. Verse 16. I'm coming back to the eating of the Garden of Eden very soon. Psalm 78, verse 16. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused water to run down like rivers, and they sin yet much more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. Verse 18. They tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their loss. So now, please write this down. Asking for your physical needs is not the sin. Asking for their physical needs was not the sin. Well, it was the way they asked. It was the way they asked. No, Christian, I've told you that right communication is important. Like under the speaking word, I've said, don't complain over what you have the solution over already. They have Moses. Moses still has the rod. Yes. What was their question? The verb. See, a simple verb error can lead the man to hell. Verb error. Verb. You put a verb in the wrong place in a sentence. You understand that? If you try and get me if you are following. That means, instead of saying, God save me, you now put that save. Can God save me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Instead of saying, Moses give us water, he said, can God give water in the wilderness? Are you getting me? That means instead of demanding, instead of being straight, you said the same thing in an accusative form. Hope you know the way they said it, they are still asking for water, right? But it now shows that one is asking by faith, one is asking by unbelief. Now this has to say a lot about prayer, about how we pray. God, I've been praying, and yes, you are using the wrong tenses. Sorry, just try and write down what you can remember. So it was the way they asked for the food and water that shows that they don't trust God. Not that God was angry because they asked. If you don't have what you ask, that is what you should do. But it's the way, the how. Unbelief most time is in the how. Is in the how. Thank you. See verse 19. Yeah, they spake against God and said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? See that word? Can God? See 20. Behold, he smote the rock and the waters gushed out. See, that means as they are asking, God see did it. Okay? And the streams overflowed. And they say what? Can he? See, as Christians, our communication is important. Say we don't talk anyhow. As I'm training most of you, you train yourself not to talk anyhow. Train yourself not to just talk. But you know, you have entered complaining. Can God? They are speaking more of the impossibility than the possibility. No. is with God. All things are possible. Glory to God. Glory, glory, oh. Come on, flow with me. Don't get discouraged. Verse what now? 20, right? He smote the rock and the waters gushed out and the stream overflowed. He said, can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore, what happened? The Lord ate and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob. That is self-inflicted wrath. And anger also came up against Israel. Because what? They believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. That means in their response to how the bread will come, or in the way they requested for the bread, they are already discarding the intention for the bread. I will show you. See verse 23. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of heaven. Write this down. This is where I'm going. Now, the way the water and food was provided was to reveal God to them. Was to reveal who God is. The way it came. For instance, when they initially asked for water, the water did not come in droplets. It didn't come in form of a tap. That was a water gushed out of that mountain. So the way, that means if they had focused on that, they would not complain about the meat. They would not complain about the flesh. This is a narration of Exodus 16, 17, 18. If you read it, you see that every chapter they have it, there's a thing that they were complaining about. Try and go through that when you get home. See John 6, 26. So the way the water and food was provided was to reveal to them who God is, so that they can trust him and end up believing the gospel. So that they can trust him and end up believing the gospel. That means those miracles ought to cause them to progress on the journey of faith. No, that phrase is the game changer of understanding what actually what happens to those who have not heard the gospel or those coins. That phrase is the game changer. It's the game changer, the journey of it. Thank you. So, okay, let me say it again. I said, so that they can trust him and end up believing the gospel. It's not that if they trust him for that mountain, or sorry, for water from that mountain, automatically they are saved. No, but it's to cause them to what? Progress in knowing God. See, man's lifespan is to know God. So, is it wrong to come to God for a miracle? Is it wrong to come to God for a miracle? Say no. It's not wrong, I beg you. John 6, now 26. It's not wrong to come to for a miracle. Some people say, you guys just come, you just want to come to church. And some people say, no, I want to just know who God is. I don't want to know, not for what you can give, but for who you are. Who you are is, who he is to is still what he gives. Is this the same thing? What he gives is his salvation. Abby? Praise God. Funny enough, the one they refer to most time is there is just, is even, let's lift up and shadow. John 6, 26. See this. John 6, 26. I'll use a word for you here now. Are you there, everybody? Come on, let's be fast. One, two, go. Yes. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Oh. Meaning, write this down. They are to focus on that supernatural content that produced the results, not on the results. Because he's saying, the miracle is the bread, right? The last miracle that happened to them was the bread. He now said, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because of the result of the miracle. Because you did what? Eat bread and were filled. So I said, man is to focus more on the what? Supernatural content that produced the result, not on the result. Note that.
Why? That supernatural content will make you to trust God more. But focusing on the result alone will make you an idol worshiper in church. Focusing on the result alone will make you an idol worshiper in church. So, when Moses told them to eat, what should be the end point of the eating? To believe the gospel. That was the intention. That was the end point of the eating. Hope you know they ate it very well. They finished it. But they forgot the process, the supernatural content that produced it. Thank you. Go back to Psalm 78. Because what should be the end of the eating? To believe the gospel. To believe the gospel. That was the intention. But because they didn't believe, Psalm 78, thank you. Let's read verse 30 to 32. Verse 30 to 32. Psalm 78, verse 30 to 32. And wait for everybody to be there. Okay, slowly. Want to go? Yes, sir. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouth, what happened? The wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Why? For all this they be seen still and believed not for his wonderful work. I can, if you check that in verse 32, it's not even for all, it's just for the sin. It's just a compound word there. For they sinned still and believed not is wonderful. So he's saying verse 30 and 30, verse 31 happened because they sinned, because they did not believe his wonderful works. So when he's saying they should believe his wonderful works, he's not saying they should eat the, he's not just saying eat the meat, it's the process. Trust the God that gave it. That's supernatural content. You know, that's the same reason, even in the gospel, the supernatural is yet part of the appeal of God to the man in sin, to the man in rebellion. That's why closely related in John 16, in Mark 16, he said that believer and is baptized shall be saved. And these signs will follow those who believe, right? In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will take up something with their hands, lay hands on the, raise the dead, lay hands on the sick shall recover. So are you getting this, brethren? Back to John 6, 47 now. So I was soon close. Please just help me. Help me. John 6, 47. The way we do our salvation is doctrinal too, but it's not the deep, very deep. If you're looking for anything different than this, you know where to go to. Okay. This is just, you know, the way we do this one is just for you to, you should be able to share this with any of your friends. Listen and understand that God is good. Simple. Hallelujah. John 6 now, 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, are you there? He that believeth on me hath what? Everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Glory. 49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Wow. Hold on. Say these guys, they ate bread. If you remember John 6, they just finished eating bread, right? But they didn't believe. So he said, your fathers, they ate bread then too. Physical bread. But they didn't believe. So they are dead. Okay? So it's not saying they are dead just physically. It's talking about they ate, but they refused to believe. But see the next verse, verse 50. This is the bread. Say the bread. That means every bread before speaks of this one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the bread. Now referring to himself, which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and what? Not die. Hallelujah. Praise God. 51. Hold on. Not die. Okay, maybe that 49. So 49 should be physical death, right? So I combine 49 and 50. Leave that for now. 51. Want to go? I am the what now? The living, because it's clear 50 must be spiritual, right? Are you with me? 15 was the solution. Of course, they ate manna in the wilderness. They can say they died spiritually because they did not believe. But also, they see also died what
physical. That means they ate that one and that one did not do anything to them. I think that is just more of what he's saying. That the bread that they ate then did not do anything to them. Now he now said, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. Glory, glory. 51, want to go. I am the living bread which came down from heaven, and if any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, my body, which I will give for the life. So he explained to them. He was not confusing them. He said, the bread is my flesh, which I will give. He didn't say, which I will give you, which I will give for the life of the world. So this is my question. Why was Moses using eating all this while? I will answer this and we close. Who can guess? Now, we have seen that to eat the bread in the Old Testament is to symbolize believing the gospel, right? That is the typology. So, what is in the gospel that they now have to use eating for? Thank you. Flo? Because of the hardness of their hearts. Okay. Sit down, sir. Yes, Brother Stephen? Yes. Okay. Hold on. Okay, let me re-ask the question. Now, we have seen that eating the bread is symbolized what? Believing the gospel. Of everything, okay, why didn't he say, he that pounded this yam? Right? He didn't say, he that prepared the food, right? Say, he that eat. So, what can you see in the gospel that the eating could have meant? Simon, free will to eat one thing. Yes. Yes, Rakim? It's not your work. Ah! Something is still missing. Sir? Accept and receive, right? Something is still missing. Believing. It's done. Yes, yes. What? How do you feel? I want to take it to ShopRite. Oh, all right. So why using eating? Why did Moses use it for them? Yeah, God. What is in the gospel that eating right now? When you are preaching the gospel, how do you preach it? When you are preaching the gospel, how do you preach it? Some of you are almost there. How do you preach it? Free of charge, yes. Why using eating? Peace. Because it's easy. One. Because it's pleasurable. Two. Because it's the default of man. Three. It's easy. Is pleasurable and is the default of man. Know any man that said, eat shawarma, say, I'm not eating. That means you are sick. Let's do like shawarma. Okay. What did everybody eat? Fried rice. Who doesn't like fried rice? Anybody? No, no, yeah. Hallelujah. And goat's meat. With which drink? Thank God nobody mentioned heroes. Amen. Hallelujah. Is three things is what is easy. Two is what pleasurable. Thirdly is the default of man. That means anybody that say eat pounded yam plus ishapa soup made from thank you. People who have received, they know what I'm talking about. No, you already know banga, banga, banga. Try ishapa. The soup that, even the soup itself is like meat. Are you with me? Awesome. Oh, but me, remember those days? Every Christmas, we cook it once in a year. Remember that we keep it inside ashes, right? No? Inside ashes for over a year. Once it's during Christmas, you bring it out again. Ishapa soup. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Go and try that to my wife. Praise God. Sir? Amen. So, like is the default of man. That means any man that will not want to eat is sick. Any man that will not want to believe the gospel is sick. Upstairs, something is wrong. You are not normal.
The normal thing for a man is to believe the gospel. Hallelujah. It's abnormal to be rejecting God. That's why he's saying in Hebrews 4, take it therefore, lest there be in any of you an even heart of unbelief in departing from the life-giving God. That means somebody say, I want to give you life, and you are running away.
Sorry, I have to speak Yoruba. Amen.
Are you okay? He is giving you life. Why do people reject preachers? Do preachers have dagger in their hand? See, I'm bringing you a good news, and you are saying, no, something is wrong with you. The devil has done not soft work, hard work on you.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Go to Romans 10, the first now, so we can close. Before Vivian run away.
The gospel is man's default. Romans 10, verse 8. What seeth is, the word is near thee.
Say the word is near thee.
Say it is close. Say it is easy.
Say it's not difficult.
Is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy ass, that is the word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. Why? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Say, is that easy? Acts 17. Unbelief is the more labor. You will see it right now. That's why the first of the commandment is saying, the Lord your God is one God. Thou shalt not have any other God before me. Is that not easy? Than having things as your God. Thou shalt not make yourself any great image. That means you don't need any medium of worship. Hallelujah. Don't make yourself any great image. Nothing on heaven, nothing on earth. It's easy. Don't put things as object of worship. Say it's easy.
That is a song.
It's easy.
You at it.
Hallelujah. So it's easier to believe the gospel. Amen, amen. You just need to be simple for God. Less complicated. Acts 17.
Ooh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Are you with me?
And hath made of one blood, verse 26, of men to dwell. I just love this sermon. And hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and are determined the times before appointed, and the bonds of their habitation. Verse 27. Slowly, let's read. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him. Why? Though he be not far from. How many people? Every one of us. Glory, glory. Are you with me? So unbelief is the real effort. In unbelief, men will struggle more to counterfeit God's grace than to believe him. That's unbelief. Unbelief is you are struggling, you are working to counterfeit God's grace than to believe. Unbelief is more struggle. More struggle. More struggle. In unbelief, you will serve things. In fact, you will serve other men's desire. You will serve idols. You will serve stones. You will serve inanimate objects.
When God just says, simple, oh God. I was telling you, is it last Friday? I didn't know that in front of your house. That's how they do every Friday. That they want to pray, and they are praying outside, block the whole street. Then went to pass one road like that. Say, inside the sun, want to be devoted to God. Who send you? Hallelujah.
It's easy. Oh, see verse, okay. Go back to verse 16. Same Acts 17. Let me show you something here. You will see, unbelievable. You see that it's more work. Acts 17, verse 16. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him. Why? When he saw the whole city given to idolatry. That is sin. That is more work. See 17. Therefore, disputed in the synagogues with the Jews and with devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him, then certain philosophers. Not open your philosophy, open your work. You'll be trying to prove theories, mental headaches, which power cannot solve. Certain philosophers of the Philippi, I didn't know that name, and of the stock encountered him, and some said, what will this babbler say? Some said he seems to be a sector of strange gods. No, they are used to gods because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him unto Arabi. Okay. Saying, may we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest? Verse 20. For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We will know thereof what these things mean. 21. For everybody, 21, please. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new things. Think that, have you heard? Yes. What is Bishop White and who? And Princess? No. What is the opposite of Bishop? Bishopess? Sorry. Have you heard anything new? That is sin. That is more work. See, where am I? So, every new thing you worship a lot. 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive you are too what? In other words, you are too superstitious." Imagine if you are worshiping superstition. If you sit on a mortar, what will happen to you? Mortar that you use to pound. What will happen to you? Now we strike something. Okay, you are boy. Thank you. If you cross a pregnant man's leg, what will happen to you? Shall you? If you come on, give me more. Yeah. If you want again, please. Slippers is. Yeah. Let's check. Some people's lives are upside down. I've seen one life. It's upside down. Imagine. Yes, give us one from a tribe. Because you know how many has fallen. In first room.
Room,
yes. Let's forget that. let's face the gospel. Praise God. Imagine if you are worshiping superstition. No, Divine does not joke with his mom, right? Hope you know. I know you will not even wash clothes at night again. Ah! Say the gospel is easy. You are stressing mankind. You are hearing me. You are stressing yourself. Oh, it's easy. Pray five times. Do it this way. Do it that. You. It's not that difficult. It's not that. You know. Come on. Look at the Bible. Come on, divine. Up that AC. For now. 23. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. For can come to the front. Yes. Better. 20. Yes. 23. Want to go? Yes, sir. For I perceive and I behead your devotion, and I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. Imagine a big altar. Hey, see, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him, let me tell you. Hallelujah. More work. The unknown, please write this down. The unknown God is more difficult to worship than the known God. It's more difficult. But since it's unknown, no, that means you are not sure of what he needs. You betray everything to him. You'll be try and error, right? You'll be just be trying. And maybe he's angry. Maybe just like Job. Maybe. Okay, maybe if I do this. And do you know what will happen? Do you know why the mind will be agitating? Because the spirit will not be at rest. Remember apostasy. The spirit will not be at rest. So the mind will keep experimenting a lot to satisfy that curiosity. The spirit of man, though the spirit of man is meant for God, right? So it's not in his destination. It's not in God. So that spirit is not at rest. So the mind will not keep what? Experimenting a lot to satisfy
that hunger, that curiosity. Come on, let's finish. 24. But at God that hath made the world and all things therein, seeing is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hand. It's the one that made the whole planet. You now made a stone. Say it's inside. Are you okay? You put the stone with your hand. Are you okay? Yeah, that is more work. That is unbelief. That is sin. All this thing you are saying, that is sin. That is the sin. That is sin. Me and Ojutu were discussing about the sin in this chapter and some weeks ago. He said, see, this one, that is sin. See, verse 25. Then there is worship with men's hand. That is sin. Worshiping it with men's hand. As though he needed anything. Sin he giveth to all life and all and breath and all things. Amen. Praise God. Street through anything. See, God is not street, okay? Anything that is street through. Always pray 12 a.m. In fact, if money devotion, it must not become idol worship to you. It's good. I'm not saying don't pray in the morning. Pray is good. But don't see, God is not street. So some people will say, I've missed my prayer time. Therefore, I've missed it today. I've prayed to prove boy. Where you are lazy. When you now wake up, can't you pray? Is God tied to 3 a.m. or 1 a.m.? Say God is not street. That's the point. How will the God that created women be street? If God is street, he will create you a robot. You know, my wife knows what I'm talking about. God cannot be street. Okay, see verse. So in prayer, he gave us all day. He gave you all the day. How can you say it's only these certain times that the prayers will be acceptable? That is not sensible. He gave you all day. And I say prayer, if you like, pray 5 times, but I pray no time, you see God. And it's not shame the fact that all this time you have not been praying, that he killed you. Didn't change anything. Thank you. So write this down. Say you can't worship him too much or too less. That's key, which must be explained very well. You cannot worship God too much or too less, actually. He's not requesting for anything. Hallelujah. He's not requesting. Come on, see verse 26. And hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed, and bonds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if aptly they might feel after him, though he be not far from every one of us. Let's read 28. Slowly, want to go? For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your poets have said, for we are his offspring. 29. Want to go, please? Yes. For then, as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven at a man's device. Worshiping non-living things. That's sad. You cement, you mix cement, you make the thing, and you are watching me. Yeah, sir, that is more work. Say that's more work. The real God said the word is near thee. That's what he said. Okay, well, I mean 30. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. That's the preacher speaking. That's because how did God wink that day those times? Because the preachers, we have arrived. So, because our coming to you is God saying, okay, all those ones, forget about that one. What you have done, but now we are here. Repent. We have brought clarity. Okay, why 31? Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. Therefore, he has given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. So, when they are heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from them. Why are you struggling? He said in 1 Corinthians, he said, if Christ be raised from dead, why think ye impossible? Why are you taking it an unsensible thing that there is what? The resurrection of the dead. Why are you fighting it? Hallelujah. Saying no to it, what has it done to you? I mean, have you like, if we preach that Jesus rose from the dead, we are not saying because of that bring money. Why do you think it's an impossible thing for God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory, glory. So, say unbelief is more expensive than faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say the default of man is faith, not unbelief. Say it's easy to obey God in Christ than looking for God outside Christ. And unfortunately, you will not find him outside Christ. It's easy to look for him in Christ than looking for him outside Christ. And unfortunately, outside Christ, you will not even find him. You will not find him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So seek John 6:27. Two more scriptures I'll be done. It's easy. That is why Moses was saying, eat. Eat. Not make the food, not prepare it, not put it on fire, not go to the market, not go to the abattoir. Just eat. Hallelujah. Say, the food is ready. Man is to eat. Hallelujah. From the foundation of the world, the food is ready. Praise God. God was not preparing to save man. He is man's salvation. That's why the message all through the ages is not that I'm preparing to save you. It's I am your salvation. Hallelujah. No, you need to listen to our Jesus to get that clearly. I am your salvation. I am mighty to save. Not I'm preparing to save. I am sufficient to save. It is the time that men receive him, that the time when Christ came. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So John 6:27. Let's read this loud and clear together. John chapter 6, verse 27. Loud and clear. Want to go? Labor not for the meat which perishes. Come and say loud and clear. Please try and respect my words. Want to go again? Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which his Son of God shall give unto you. Why? For him as God the Father sealed. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus is the perimeter of God. Hallelujah. You can't find, don't bother looking for him outside Christ. And do you know the real joker? The real joker is simply say nothing in your heart. It's not even say struggle to believe. Just what? Say nothing in your heart. Who shall ascend to heaven? To bring Christ down. That means don't say that the incarnation is a lie. Say, and say not in your heart, who shall descend to the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. Don't say the resurrection is a lie. Can you see it? No, it didn't say you believe. Because you know what will happen? If you don't counterfeit God's goodness, what will happen, Pastor Joy? His goodness will catch up with you. That's why we say you don't need to know everything to come to church. Just come, present yourself. Don't depart. Don't have that evil out of unbelief in departing. Sin is in departing. Unbelief is in departing. You see, remember Acts 13, right? Say when they start blaspheming and contradicting, but I say, guys, you are judging yourself unworthy of everlasting life. Even if you are not understanding fully, that's why I'm telling you, when you are preaching, it's not compulsory to tell them that, now, everybody, see after me. Don't force him to faith that day. But just pray that he does not counterfeit your word. Are you with me? Just pray that as you are teaching, let him keep listening. If we keep listening, what will happen? Because faith cometh by hearing. That means as he's hearing, what is happening? Faith is building up. So God has all the tools to save man. But he's saying, say not in your heart. Glory, glory. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So eating of the tree of life also, of course, equals not eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes, sir. Eating of the tree of life, it equals not eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The reason why we only add the documentation of the knowledge of good and evil in Genesis 2:16-17 is because that is the one man did, and this account was written after it has happened. So please write this down. And in the absence of negative influence, eating of the tree of life is the easiest thing for man. Easiest. Or to believe the gospel is the easiest thing for man. Man is designed to grow to know God. Preachers are just to actually make the job easier. Hallelujah. Preachers are to make the job easier. Everything Adam knew, Adam evolved to know. Adam had no preacher, right? Nobody preached God to Adam. Adam one day knew there is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But rather than progressing, we saw the party went. So it's actually sin and negative influence that made the work of preachers more difficult. Write this down. It's the sin, it's sin and negative influence that make the job of the preachers more difficult. Amen, amen. Say faith is easier than unbelief. Say the gospel is the simplicity, of God revealed. The gospel is the simplicity of God revealed. Lastly, John 3:14. Glory to God. The gospel is the simplicity of God revealed. That's why I said, for you to understand the character of God, you must start from the gospel. The gospel is the simplicity of God revealed. John 3:14. We just read from 14 to 17 together. I'll be done. Want to go? Let's read, yes. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is God's simplicity. Oh, just worship God. Just worship God. You are seeing the simplicity of God. The gospel. The gospel. The gospel. Simplicity of God revealed.
He's alive and he lives inside of me. He called me and made me his own. And he knows to be dated. Yeah. And he lives. He's alive. And he lives inside of me. He calls me and makes me his own. He makes a way, he makes a way where there seems to be. Yeah, he's a hide and he lives inside.
Say God is man's God. Say all he did was for man, never against man. Come on, just sing in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Sing in the Holy Ghost.